For 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
On game day. All right, baby. John Jay was talking about how much geraniums mean to him as it indicates the end of summer, the beginning of fall, the beginning of planting season. Well, baby, there's nothing that says fall like the start of college football. Yes!
Had to pull Rosie in from outside. They've got all the TVs at the station, and there's games playing on a few. We have to turn the TVs off inside the broadcast studio.
Man, oh man.
One more hour. Actually, you have a lot more than that. The game doesn't even start till LSU doesn't kick off till like 4:30 our time.
That's right. 45. That's right.
We got a lot of time. We got an hour left here at the broadcast.
I even got time for my Saturday nap.
It's the open home hour. Anything you want to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text can be sent to 411-923 or email at info@rosieonthehouse.com. This is the last week of August, so we just wrapped up Security Month.
We did. And I mean, we covered it from every angle.
All of those available at rosieonthehouse.com in the radio tab. You can listen to them individually, segment by segment, or you can sign up for the podcast and get them.
If your home isn't more secure this day than it was August 1st, then you're not doing your homework. You're not paying attention. Because we talked about how to buy smart locks, where to buy them, where to install them, how to make your home less desirable target for burglars. What are the good quality windows, and what do you look for in window and door locks and security? Choosing the right security system and system provider. And then today, we covered the insurance aspect of that. Every single week of this past month, we've been trying to give you the information you need to make your home more safe and secure. And we do that because we want to be your best friend. Here, right here at Rosie on the House. And we'll take your calls, 1-888-767-4348. Let's talk through any project you might want to talk about. But before we get on to a little bit more security stuff, again, I'm just like the newest proud papa. Rosie on the House has been the number one contractor referral service in Phoenix for a decade. We're the first and we're the oldest. And we're the strongest contractor referral directory in Phoenix. Thursday night, from the Arizona Daily Star, we won every Arizona homeowner's favorite resource. And our contractor, certified contractors in Tucson, all were winners and favorites. And I'm talking about New Frontiers Painting, Rebath of Tucson, West Coast Roofing, Connecticut Water Treatment, Joel Kahn of Tierra Antigua Realty, Arizona Foundation Solutions, Ramjack of Arizona, Overhead Door of Tucson in Southern Arizona, as well as Omni Pool and Design. It was just Rosie on the House all night long. So congratulations to all of our partners down in Tucson. Thank you, Tucson homeowners, for recognizing the work that we put into creating the safest referral network you can have anywhere and rewarding us with that, with the votes on Arizona's Best through the Arizona Daily Star. Thank you very much. So,
a little correction from last week. This is one of the reasons we try not to do math in real time. I do love numbers. I love math. But one of the things in radio is you never want airtime. So if you do it in your head on the fly, trying to not have that silence while you're calculating, it is very easy to make silly mistakes. And we were talking about the 50,000 acre feet of water.
Yes.
That we are they're anticipating being short at Lake Mead, which will start tier zero rationing of the CAP system.
It actually started it, right?
In January.
Yeah, okay.
It won't kick in until January.
Okay.
Which really isn't going to affect us because right now CAP isn't taking their full allotted amount and they're forced to cut 10%, which they were already operating at less than.
Oh.
So it thankfully, we won't see any shortages in Arizona. Some of it will hit farmers, but there were some things that Shade talking yesterday where some cities that aren't using it or all of it are giving it to the farmers. So there's going to be a not a big change. But anyway, we were trying to picture and paint the picture of how much is 50,000 acre feet of water. And I multiplied 78 by 78 where I needed it, the square root of 78. So the map image I painted was like 6,000 square miles, but it's only 78 square miles covered in 1 acre foot of water is what we were short, which would be the 303 and I-17. You take the 303 north to Thunderbird over to the 101, back down to 10 and across. That is a 78 square mile block. If you could picture that area covered in 1 foot of water, that would give you the 50,000 acre feet of water that
that's how much. That's how much we're short in Lake Mead.
Right.
And that's what triggered the whole, it's not even tier one, it's like tier zero.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Well, we'll have CAP on in our water month in October to talk about that, along with all the different aspects of water. And it's a little more than that, I think, and we'll figure that out when we talk to CAP, because you couldn't just let that go from Lake Powell. There's got to be a water level management in Powell, because if it was as easy as just opening it up
and cheat it.
And flooding Lake Mead with that water that's obviously in Lake Powell, they would open it up and do it.
That would make a lot.
So you would need more water in Lake Powell. So we're a little bit bigger of a shortage than just that 50,000 acre feet because that reserve isn't in Powell. But all those things we'll talk about coming up in October. You got started on this water topic about 3 years ago. I'm like, gosh, this is so boring. And then as it goes on, I'm like, the roles are like reversed. I get stuck on water and I can see your eyes starting to glaze over like you're back on water again.
No. No,
Well, here's the thing. And the estimated world population hit a billion in 1804. That was 215 years ago.
Okay.
And in 215 years, it grew, we're at 7.7 billion right now. So it grew by 6.7 billion in a 200-year window.
And only 3% of the water on the globe is potable. But like you
reduce,
say, innovation, reuse,
recycle.
Innovation solves a lot of it. It really does. And this isn't a segment to instill fear in anybody. We can manage this. We really can, and we will.
And management starts with education. If you understand where your water comes from and how to use it and how to use less as a investment to your future, it's real easy to do. You don't have to make major lifestyle adjustments.
We're using the same amount of water in Arizona right now as we were in 1957 when we only had 1 million people living in the whole state. We're at 7 million now, and we're using the same amount of water.
And a lot of people immediately jump to the fact, well, yeah, that's because we're not farming as much. But true, but the farmers today are using a lot less water, the technology.
And they're so much more productive
water
per acre than they've ever been.
The yields are higher per acre with less water. So it's less farming land, but it's also increased farming technologies.
Absolutely.
So we're looking forward to October. We've spent a lot of time, and they've even offered, you've taken the helicopter ride with SRP and flew over Bartlett Dam. They're offering to give us a little CAP helicopter tour of the canal.
Great.
And then one more math correction on that, and then we'll get off water for this Saturday, is the design holding volume of water in the 336 miles of CAP is 1.5 million gallons. That's 30 times the 50,000 or acre feet of water. That's 30 times the shortage volume
that
in
we
Lake
are
Mead.
In Mead.
So I wonder if you could pump out of CAP back into Mead and cheat it that way. Oh, look, turns out we are all right.
All right. So water, that's the whole month of September. We just wrapped
October.
Up. I think it's September.
September's digital home.
I'm sorry.
No, it is October. Right. Yeah, we're talking.
You're
about
absolutely right.
I need that full month to finish all the research, too.
So let's get back to security. What have you got there?
Well, this isn't security. This was a story about labor. We always talk about our contractors right now. There's a labor shortage and a career in the trades and having a trade and skilled labor shortage. I mean, it's across every element. I mean, you've got billboards screaming for mechanics. You've got people screaming for carpenters. You've got people screaming for agriculture.
Everything, for everything.
Every type of labor. And this was a story that was in just about every publication. This one I'm holding is the Casa Grande Dispatch, but I saw it in The Republic. I saw it on KTAR. And it's a woman by the name of Rachel Miller, who's a welder in Goodyear and works in the same warehouse that the original Rosie the Riveter from World War II came from.
All right.
So it was just a neat story about, you know, the role of female in the labor force. It's not something that we traditionally think of as a solution, but, you know, that is, there are jobs and trades for women.
I can't tell you what I would pay a bilingual female project superintendent. Oh, man. And on this topic of employment.
So tell me how much, and then I'll tell you if I identify as a woman.
Yeah, right, right.
Si habla español?
Yeah, right.
Is that for starters?
If you're in the trades and you're looking to upgrade your career path, go to RosieOnTheHouse.com, which is now the number one contractor referral service in Phoenix and in Tucson, and find a specialist in the trade you want to build a career in. There isn't anybody in the Rosie on the House network that isn't hiring. My good friend Tom Riley up in Prescott, Rosie certified remodeling contractor. Right now, he was looking for an estimator, a production manager, and a project manager. Tom's probably not filled all three of those. He's just one. And Stampede Plumbing was reaching out to me the other day. What can we do about finding plumbers? I said, well, I tell you what, I'll just let them know, give you a call.
Don't get your windows replaced until you get an education and a quote from the experts at Pella Windows. So we've got Adam Homer in. Your fiberglass product, in my opinion, it's the right window for Arizona. Explain that a little bit.
Pella's got a patented process. They pultrude fiberglass through this die. It's a matted material. So unlike the back of a shower enclosure, you know how it's random strands and
yes.
All pokey.
Right, right.
That's not what our windows look like. It looks like almost like a window screen mesh when it comes through and ready to put into the frame. And once it's all heat sealed and made rigid, it goes through a powder coating process. So you can get a really nice looking window that's very strong, very durable.
What matters is how you treat your doors and windows. They are the weakest link. Take the time to think through the right door and window.
Pella's two locations in Scottsdale and Tucson. Find them at RosieOnTheHouse.com under Certified Partners.